All right, sorry about the confusion. Okay, just before we begin the new topic today, I just want to go over again what I said at the end yesterday. I don't think I'll explain it as clearly as I could have in terms of what Rav Soloveitchik was adding regarding this machlokas in terms of defining Bishul. And we discussed already the comparison between Bishul and Shabbos and Bishul in terms of Basul v'Cholov. But the Rav pointed out, we have a machlokas, we saw the Gemara list, and we have a machlokas between the Rishonim as to what happens if you cook. The minimum cooking on Shabbos is called Kemachal Ben Drusoy. We defined it yesterday, right? Either one-third cook, one-half cook to machlokas. We'll come back to that point today as well. Once you cook something to that point, which means it's edible ayyad chak, under pressing circumstances, a person will eat it, like this bandit, Ben Drusoy, who was always running away from the police. So, he was just a few steps ahead of the posse, so he had to eat his food quickly, he had to cook and eat his food quickly. So it was edible ayyad chak, but it's not Merushal called Tzarko. So, what we mentioned was that according to some Rishonim, once you've cooked something kemachal ben drusoy, then further cooking up to the point of kol tzarko would not be a violation of Shabbos deraisa. Okay. Whereas others, the Rambam seems to say no. Rambam seems to say only once it's mevushal kol tzarko, once it's fully cooked, then any further cooking is a problem. But is no problem rather. But if it's still improving it, and so on in general, it's improving it to the point of machal ben drusoy, when ordinarily a person would eat like that. Just this guy has to eat like that, and some other people might eat it that raw. So that's, but further than that, it's still cold cooking. So we explained that the definition maybe, or the machlokas may revolve around the following. It's true, the Rashba would argue, that it's true that when you cook something from the point of one-third cooked or one-half cooked, machal ben drusoy, you cook it further. So it is true that that's tikkun ochel, you're improving the quality of the food. However, that's not called bishul, because it can only be one ma'ase bishul. Okay, there's only one bishul, so it's considered cooked at the point of machal ben drusoy, so it already came to that point, so then ain't bishul achar bishul. Ah, you're improving it? I don't care, that's not called bishul. The bishul is shayach once on an item. To make it raw to edible. So once you made it raw to edible, right, and making it further edible, taste or whatever, that would not be the rice, and therefore ain't bishul achar bishul. Whereas the Rambam holds, okay, that no. The din, the main bishul achar bishul, that's a question of meleches machsheves. It's a question of defining, for Hilchos Shabbos purposes, what's considered a melacha. Okay? And the melacha on Shabbos is tikkun ochel, right, is improving the food through cooking it. Okay? Therefore, it's only no problem once it's bashul kol tzarko. Once it's bashul kol tzarko, so any further act of cooking is to the detriment of the item. That's not called tikkun ochel, right? So therefore, the Rambam works very well, because you looked at yesterday's Makaris. The Rambam equated cooking something past an bashul kol tzarko with something that didn't need cooked altogether, something raw, right? Something that's edible as it is. So now you cook, you haven't done, that's not called tikkun ochel. Right? If you edible as it is, so what do you do? You made it edible, a different aspect of its flavor, but it's not called the tikkun ochel. Okay, so that's what that's the sheet of the Rambam. And do not be chayav deraisa. I didn't mention this yesterday, I didn't have it in Makaris, but the Mishabur discussed in the Sharat Sin, if you want to look it up, Orachaim Sin and Shin Yud Chesed, Kotten Kuf Yud Dalet, it discusses whether what type of tikkun, is it any tikkun, or is it tikkun that dafka makes it edible, this issue. If it's any type of tikkun, let's say you have apples. An apple is edible, but some people like baked apples, right? So that's a question. They're going to help with Shabbos question, as a side point. Okay? But in any event, according to the Rambam, if you've cooked on something up to the point of machal ben drusoy, any further cooking is still called bishul because it affects the food positively. So therefore, the Rav Soloveitchik said, regards the Basul v'Cholov, according to the Rashba, okay, if we hold ein bishul achar bishul on Shabbos, because it's not called bishul, it's been cooked once before, then it makes sense the same thing applies to the Basul v'Cholov, because it's defining it. It's a definition of bishul. Okay, I'm only saying it over. I don't know if I explained this clearly yesterday. Maybe I did. I don't know. I thought I got mixed up with the sheetas, I think. But as long as everyone gets it. You follow? According to the Rashba, we're talking about the definition of bishul. So after one-third cooked, I don't know what you call it. You might call it cooking, but in Lashon HaKodesh, or in Lashon Chiyuv, it's not called Bishul. So it's not Bishul HaPas V'Chalav either after Macha Ben Yusai. It's something else, but it's not called Bishul. And therefore, Ein Bishul HaKa Bishul would apply there as well, because that would not be called the Bishul. Kont Rashba, if there's no Bishul HaKa Bishul Shabbos, because that's not categorized Bishul, same thing with Bas V'Chalav. Okay, because this act is not called an act of Bishul. According to Rambam, okay, cooking after the point of Machal Ben Yusai is an act of Bishul. It happens to be that with regard to Hilchos Shabbos, okay, with regards to Hilchos Shabbos, it is an act of Bishul, but on Shabbos it would not be in the category perhaps of Melechas Machshavos if you hold that way, because you know it may not be in the Sakan Ochel. You take that into account, but according to the Hilchos Basar B'Cholov, in the world of Basar B'Cholov, it's not a matter of Tikkun Ochlin. It's a matter of defining this act as Bishul. Okay, by Bas V'Cholov, okay, or you could say the other way, or you could say that according to the Rambam, okay, by Bishul Achar Bishul, again, it would be, yeah, I'm sorry, by Bishul Achar Bishul would be considered Bishul, and therefore by Bas V'Cholov, you'd be Chayev beyond the point of Macha Ben Yusai, because it would be, it's concealed that it is an act of Bishul, just for whatever Shabbos reason doesn't qualify as Melechas Machshavos, but it doesn't have any impact necessarily with regard to Bas V'Cholov. Okay, that's it. But what the Rav added was, based on the Kesef Mishnah that we're in the middle of analyzing, that Kesef Mishnah, Chos Tumas Mez, based on that Kesef Mishnah, okay, where we said that the Torah was did not mention, only mentioned Bishul, means Achila Bishul, right? Kol Shekein Bishul, it's Isra Achila, but Kol Shekein Bishul, okay, and we described that the issue of Bishul is to create a Cheftza of Bas V'Cholov. Okay, and then the Mela, once it's also to create that cheftas, it's also to eat it, right? It becomes like kosher to after the bar, right? In other words, the Isser of Bishul is to create a cheftas of Bas V'Chol, because Baruch doesn't want this in the world, so the Mela, you can't eat it, okay? And therefore, it's also Bechila, okay? So now, you could argue, that even if there's Mevushal Kol, I'm sorry, Mevushal Kemachal Ben Jusoy, it's still called a Maisa Bishul afterwards, okay? But perhaps in Bas V'Cholov, it wouldn't be an Isser, the Raiser. Not because, even according to Rambam, not because of the Melachos Machshavos. Again, remember, according to Rashba, past Machal Ben Yusai is not categorized as the Maisa Bishul anymore. It's not Bishul. According to Rambam, it is Bishul, but on Shabbos, it's not Melachos Machshavos. Fine. But it is Bishul. So you transfer that over to Hilchos Bas V'Cholov, the way we said it before. According to Rashba, Bishul after Machal Ben Yusai would not be called Bishul, because it's not categorized as the Lachim Bishul. According to Rambam, it is. Only on Shabbos it's a problem Melechas Machshavos, but in Bas V'Cholov it would still be Aser, right? Until the point of Kol Tzarko. But we can now say, according to the Kesef Mishnah, even the Rambam might agree that past Machal Ben Yusai, there'd be no Bishul Achar Bishul by Bas V'Cholov either. Why not? Because Hagam, that it's categorized as Bishul, but in Bas V'Cholov we're not really looking at Bishul. What are we looking at? Creating the Cheftz of Bas V'Cholov. Once it's created, it's going to be created once. All right, so you could argue that according to this case of Mishnah, even according to the Rambam, okay, there's no Bishul HaKabishul Bas V'Cholov either, because once the issue has been created, you can't create it a second time. Okay? Like we said by the Chassam Sofer, with Ksiva, right? Once it's been written, right, the Ksivas, by writing a get, and we're writing on Shabbos, so once you've written, it's not written any further. So I'm just saying, well, what comes out from all of this is that Isser of Bishul, maybe, is not necessarily parallel to Shabbos, right? Bishul Achar Bishul is not parallel to Shabbos, but in Hilchos Bas V'Cholov, it can go either way. Right? You can say, Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul, it's a problem, because Sof Kol Sof, it's still categorized as Bishul, that's what the Rambam said. Okay, it's still categorized as Bishul, just by Shabbos is different. Okay, or you could say, no, even by Bas V'Cholov, there ain't Bishul Achar Bishul, because the issue is to create the item. And once it's created, it can't be created a second time. Okay, yeah.
This whole
shtickle
versus Halvijay is like against the
Sfarim.
They
were able
to have the
destination
of the
Sfarim. Right. I think so. Yeah. I don't know if just explaining the other side. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Okay, Adkan. So that's, I don't know if to finish up. I apologize if it wasn't clear yesterday. If it was, so we had Chavrusa. Ad Chazar. Okay. Now, Adkan, we've been talking about that Rambam, that Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Tumas Meis, which I reprinted at the beginning of Mamar Kohen today, in Perak Aleph, Hilchos Tumas Meis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam talks about Tumas Masa, okay, carrying or transporting something which is Tumas without touching it. So We mentioned that by a human corpse, there's three types of tumah. Tumas magro, if you touch it. Tumas mas, if you carry it. And tumas oel, if you don't come anywhere near it, but you're in the same enclosure, right? The same oel, right? So we pointed out that the Torah there in Parshas Chukas, when it talks about a mace, a human corpse, never mentions an iser of tumas masa. It mentions it by nevela. It says, vanoses nivosa mitmo, in the end of Parshas Shmini. But it never mentions it with regards to a human corpse. Mentions Maga, Kolano Gea Bemesa Cholevishram, Yitma Shiva Yom, it says Ferish Apostle. And it also says, Adam Kiyamus Boel, Kolasher Boel, Yitma Shiva Yom. So by Oel is mentioned, and Maga is mentioned, Mas is not mentioned by a human corpse. So the Rambam says, but nevertheless, Thomas Mas has learned that Sisu derives from Pia Shmua. The Rambam writes there, Halacha Beis, the Parak Aleph, Thomas Mas, source one. Thomas Mas is Pia Shmua. Meaning it's part of our oral tradition, Torah Shabbat Pego, it's still derives him. And it's a Kavachomer. Because if Tumas Masa applies to an animal corpse, a dead animal, an avela, okay, which it does. It says Mefurish Nechumish, V'chalanosis Nivosim Yitmada Arev, okay, if it applies there, and that's a lower tuma than Aviyavosa tuma, dead human body, a dead human corpse is Aviyavosa tuma, to which, number one, Tumas Oel applies, that doesn't apply to a behemoth. And number two, it's a 7-day tuma, not a 1-day tuma, so it's more. So, and Masa applies, a Kavachom, it applies to a human corpse also. Good. Again, we're not on Tuma right now, but the Rambam then compares this at the end, and he says, just like, why did the Torah mention Masa? Because it's obvious. Once you have this, then Masa is included. So he says the same thing by Basu Cholov, right? Just like in the end of Source 1, Vishosak Misa Chilis Basu Cholov, Vish also refers Afilo Bishulo, right? And also by Bas Abbas, the post of Bas, as we discussed. Okay. So the case of Misha, yes, it's a Kavachomer. If it's also to Mivashal Bas, well, but it's also to eat it, right? So the case of Misha asked the Kasha, which we discussed the other day, last week, Bo'ai, Ein Oshim Adin. So he says, no, it's not really a Kavachomer in that sense. He calls it a Gila Milsa. And by Bas Vacholov, he said, it's since the Yisur Bishul is not a Kavachomer, but the whole purpose of the Yisur Bishul, as we explained, is to, you know, is to create, the whole Yisur is to create something which is a Cheftz or Bas Vacholov, and once it's also creates your Cheftz, you're not allowed to eat it. It's not a Kavachomer in that sense. There's no problem, I don't want to din. Okay, it's a consequence, so it's a result. Okay? And once it's a result, so it's a toy, you're not allowed to eat it. That's what the Rambam said. That's what the Mishnah says in explaining the Rambam. Even though Rambam uses the Lashon and Afilo and Kol Shekein and so on, it doesn't mean a Kol Shekein in the sense of a Kavachomer. Right? Good? With me?
So come. It seems to be a preventative measure.
No, that's the Inami. That's what I get to right now. The Inami. Okay. Inami. Okay, says the Ketzer Mishnah, Inami. Okay? What I just said now, when we discussed this yesterday, was before the Inami, the first Teretz. Okay? That Obas V'chalo became and Sh'asa Mishula Ha B'chalo So'chol Teva Kol Shet Yashma Rebal Tocho. Right? And that's what explained. You're not allowed to create this item. So you're not allowed to create this item, body can't eat it. Right? Not a kavachomer. It's a consequence, yeah? Because once it's toivus, then it's in mikhal also toivus. But now, so segue right into what I want to talk about now is inami, the kesemish, gives a second answer. The mashma shalo osra tola vashel elekedei shalo yavo lecho. Yeah? That's not the same thing. Before, he's saying that the iser of bishul, what we explained, it was to create that item, and memela, you can't eat it. It's obvious that you can't. If you can't even create it, means, like I said before, Kadosh Baruch Hu considers this disgusting, he doesn't want this brought into the world, at least not by Jews. Okay, so memela, you're not allowed to eat it, right? And saying, sure, now the inami is that, no, it's not a matter of creating, it's a matter of, you're not allowed to do bishul, why not? So you won't come to eat it. If you cook something, you'll taste it, you'll eat it. What do you cook something for? For fun? Okay, you're cooking usually because you want to eat it. So Mamela says the Kesed Mishnah, Inami demash mashalo asur to levashel ela kedei shalo yavo lechol. That's what you're saying, right? It's a preventative measure. What do we call that usually? Siog. Right? Now, this strikes us, or should strike us initially, as somewhat unusual. Because we know in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, it says, Asu siog la Torah. Okay, we should make safeguards, preventative measures to protect the din of the Torah, right? In this case, achila is the ikar iser. Okay, the iser bishul is a form of siag, so you won't come to eat it. So we know asu siag la Torah. By the way, asu siag la Torah is not just that the chachamim should make safeguards and all the dinim drabanan, many, many dinim drabanan, or don't do this, lest you come to violate a deraisa, right? We can all think offhand of many examples. When we do research, we can go up many more, right? Asu siag la Torah, the Rabbanan very often assert something which fundamentally is mutter, but they felt if you're going to do this, you'll come to do that. Well, the realm of Bas V'chol, we'll talk about it. Okay? Lo Slasher Gedi, Bachalei V'mo, Gedi is only animal meat. Okay, we call red meat, animal meat. What about chicken or poultry? Okay, so that's not included on a deraisa level, we assume. Not deraisa. That chicken with chalav is not included in the deraisa. But the Chacham understood it, which we'll see this later. Chacham understood if you're going to eat chicken with milk, you'll come to eat meat with milk. We many people eat chicken. And nowadays, the fancy weddings, they give you the portion of both the chicken and the meat, right? They have a little piece of chicken and a little piece of meat. Well, we call chicken meat. Right, we call it white meat, dark meat. We refer to it as meat, right? Even in English, I'm saying, so it's closely related. So therefore, the Chacham said you better not eat chicken with milk because you'll come to eat actual meat with milk. Right? Many Menachos Shabbos, mukts, and many things with siyog are to prevent you from violating a deraisa. Okay, but as a, and by the way, there's a din in Gemara Yevamos on the Chavalah that learns at the end of Parshas Achrimos. The pasuk says, "Ushmartem es mishmarti," and the Gemara has a drosha, "Asu mishmeres lemishmarti." That's not only directed to the Chacham, it's directed to every individual person. You should make your own safeguards. If you find yourself being nichshol in Avera X, so change the circumstances. A guy goes, to catch his bus to go to work. And every time he walks by this, restaurant on his way to the bus stop, it smells so delicious. It's a bakery, whatever. So he gives in. He has, not a usual room, but... Every time he goes past this restaurant, he gives in to his taiva to have these non-kosher croissants or whatever it is. It smells so delicious. So what's this? What should the guy do? Take a different route to your bus stop. Don't walk past that store, right? There's no gzera like that, but assume mishmeres mishmarit. But the only thing is, and again, by the way, but usually it's the rabbanon who make these rules. These are about to make these rules. In fact, that's to connect to this week's sedra, Parashat Shoftim, right? We have the famous pasuk of Lo Sosser. Lo Sosser min ha-davar yiruchayim in the small. We're not allowed to veer away from the Rabbanon said. And that's what binds us to observe the din of the Rabbanon. And the Torah says, Ra'al pi'a Torah she'erucha, you have to listen to the Torah of the Chachamim, and Lo Sosser, you're not allowed to turn away. Okay? So, therefore, what we have here is this achila, but it sounds from the Magid Mishnah that in the Kes Mishnah that who's making this yog? The Torah itself. So it's a little unusual. It strikes a little unusual. Usually the Rabbanan made a rule. The Torah answered. The Rabbanan say, "Don't do this because you'll come to do that." But here we have, according to the Kes Mishnah, the Torah itself is saying Lo Sevashel. Why not? Why the Torah say Lo Sevashel? So you won't come to eat it. That's a siyog min haTorah. So it strikes us a little strange. However, I point out it's not so strange. And we find already in early source we have such a thing. For example, in Maseches Ovos to Rav Nosson, source 3. I'll get you the show. Oh, you have it right. Okay. So in Ovos to Rav Nosson, Perk Beis, Halacha Aleph, Ovos to Rav Nosson was so-called Masechtas Ketanos. You know, it's printed in the back of... Using the end of Nezik, you have to pick your others. You have a bunch of other things which are later, maybe from the collected by maybe the Sabaroi. I mean, it's a question, but anyway, it's not part of the regular corpus of Mishnah. They're considered brises, others of Nos, some Masechus Sofrim, Masechus Smachus, Masechus Avelis. Again, they're all printed, they're called the Masechus Ketanos. Okay, so they're considered authoritative, unless it goes against what we have in our Gemara and so on. But in Avos to Rav Nosson, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, the Braisa says, "Ezel siog she'asta Torah ledvareha." What's an example of a siog which the Torah itself imposed? Hare Omer ve'el Isha benidas tumas. So we have this in Chassidus. Remember, El Isha benidas tumas lo sikra. Passing in Parshas Achrimos, it says when a woman is in nida, so lo sikra, you shouldn't approach her. Now, the real Isser Nida is what? Is having relations, is Bia, right? Isser Bia. But the Torah says, Lo Sikra. Yochli Chamkena Vin Ashkena, V'yadabim Dvarim Talin, Taman Lo Sikra. I might have thought, okay, I won't have sexual relations with her, but I can still hug her and kiss her and engage in idle chit-chat and so on, sit around and have a schmooze and so on, you know, in an intimate fashion. Taman Lo Mer Lo Sikra. Yachol Tishan Imo Begdeal Amita, can I sleep next to her? But we'll both be fully dressed, we'll both be fully clothed. No, Lo Sikra, right? This is a siyog that the Torah made. The real Isser is in Serbia. But the Torah said Lo Sikra. And that's a machlokas, what we passed this way, not remember last year. All the archokas and so on, and our physical contact, we call Kirubasar, or today it's called Nagia, whatever. I pointed out in the past, the term Shomer Negi, I think, is a pretty new term. Okay, so I'm Shomer Negi. I don't know where that exactly comes from myself, you know. And I don't think it appears anywhere in the classical sources, the Shomer Negi. You know, okay, we've heard of Shomer Shabbos, but the Shomer Negi, I don't think, come in the early sources. You know, a person says, oh, I'm not Shomer Negi. Oh, all right, then it's okay. What do you mean? This is an issue, right? Anyway, bottom line is that easy. So according to the Avishai of Nosson, and according to some Rishonim as well, all these harchokas are also Yisur deraisa. But according to the Avishai of Nosson, it's learned from this word, lo sikrav. The Torah itself, the real issur is to have a beer, okay, with an eater. Okay, but the Torah says lo sikrav. That's an example of a shell from the Torah. So if that's the case, this would be another one. Or the Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Sefer Shari Tshuva, so it's for Shari Gimel's Os Pei. Okay, he mentions this, right? He said, Kagon Hanagia Bide, he uses the term Nagi, but not as a category, Nagia Bide, Ish is Ish, and so on. He says, why? Kia Kreva Mivil, De Erva. You know, once you touch, once you're intimate in a physical way, so it could very quickly and very easily and almost beyond your control lead to the Arias. Okay? And the Shari Tshuva asks, where did that come from? Where do we see the Torah itself made a geder? Again, the Avos Avnos is an interpretation. Do we see it in the Torah? And he says, yes, we do. We see it by Nazir. B'mitzvos Nazir. Asher ikar niziruso pen yishter, right? The Nazir, not allowed to drink wine. Okay? Not allowed to drink wine. All right? But he's also not allowed to eat any grape things. Right? He says, first of all, he says, you don't ever get mixed up and so on. Osarta Torah, Mikola Sheyosame Gefanayayin. The Chose Legeder Harchoka, Mimishta Yayin. And those who can't eat anything made out of a grape. Okay? Even if it's not wine, it's other types of products made out of grape, raisins, whatever. Okay? Things that are grape oriented, he's got to say from all grapes. Why? Torah says, Mikola Sheyosame Gefanayayin. Anything which is made. Why? So you won't drink wine. So Shari Tshuva said, and Yonah says, that's a muck with it, you see, with the Torah itself. Okay? And he got that, he didn't make that up. He got that from a Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, in Parshas Bo, Parshas Zion, Simon Beis, in source number 5. Okay? He says, the connection between Nozer and Sota. Okay? Why does a person sometimes cut Nozer altogether? So the Gemara says, because Aroa Sota Bekalkula, he sees a woman who was promiscuous and so on, and he took advantage of certain leniencies or whatever, now she was promiscuous and got into trouble with her husband, so you should yazir atzman ayayim, take extra precautions. You see a lot of promiscuity around, so you take on yourself extra precautions, right? And that's where the nozir is. Kedei laharchik atzmecha min ha'avera. Okay? Now the person said, to himself, all right, I'm not allowed to drink wine, but I can eat grapes. All right, al toma harini ochal mainly ofo. Well, Kadosh Baruch Hu, no. Ho ben adar to nine harini ochal shalo sechtel afana at all. Okay, you learn through ichos nizirus mikol asher yase megefanayin, even in grapes and so on. Okay, and the same thing he mentions with the arayas. I'll hold her, but I'll hug her, I'll kiss her. All these things are similar to nazir. So that's what the Medrash Rabbah says that the Shari Tshuva got it from. In the late 1800s, early 1900s, there was a great Talmud Chacham, a great Baki Gaon, named Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel wrote quite a number of Svarim. Okay, Yosef Engel was one of these great, tremendous Bekiyas, just knew everything about everything, right? A great Bekiyas. So Yosef Engel wrote many Svarim, one of which is called Lekach Tov, source number 6, Lekach Tov. Lekach Tov is in Gematria 17. It's a collection of 17 essays on different topics. We wrote many Svarim. We have something called Gilyonei HaShas. As opposed to the Kivegi or Gilyon HaShas, they call this the Gilyonei HaShas, which are things that he wrote on the side of his Gemaras and so on. And we have, from Yosef Engel, we have Otsus Yosef and also Shemitah, and quite a number of different Svarim. And he has this, he has a Sefer, like the Sefer Ikrim, not Ikrim, like Encyclopedia of the Alam base. Didn't get too far, huh?
Beis
Otzer. Beis Otzer, yeah. Beis Otzer. It's quite a number of different Svarim. Sefer Ikkurim of Shlomo Eger. So the Beis Otzer is also an encyclopedia, and he had just tremendous, tremendous bekiyas of Yosef Engel. And I remember years ago, there was a person in the yeshiva here before any of your time, Rabbi Yosef Winevsky. Rabbi Winevsky was hanging around the yeshiva. He was a Sagi Nora. He became blind. He lost his eyesight as a young man. So he used to come, he used to learn, he used to be on the fifth floor in the library a lot. Rabbi Carmi would read him. And he was a Talmud Chacham. He wrote a sefer on a biography of one of the early Tzioni Rabbanim Datim, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Reines. Okay, Winevsky wrote a biography. He wrote other articles were printed in old Beis Yitzchak and so on. He was a big Talmud Chacham. When he passed away, Rabbi Simon was very close to him because around the yeshiva. So when he passed away, they published a sefer called Ksonis Yosef. You may have seen it lying around the basement with a blue cover. It's like a Beis Yitzchak style sefer. It was in his memory. So they asked the people, he was very fond of the writings of Yosef Engel. So they asked people to contribute articles, something of Yosef Engel. I thought you had to do it. That's what I did. A lot of people didn't. But okay. So the article I wrote about Lemaid is a whole essay on what you can learn from the Kodah Matan Torah. Okay, so that's what I wrote about it. The Beis Otzer attack is Aleph, Ein Lemaid and Kodah Matan Torah. Can you learn Dinim from Matan Torah? That was my article. Okay, anyway, but quite a number of people wrote. So, in fact, Rabbi Feldman, Daniel Feldman was the editor. So anyway, so a lot of stuff from Yosef Engel, and that's safe. Yosef Engel himself was a big buck. He wrote many, 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 many songs. So one of them is Lekach Tov, and it's a collection of essays. The man's bekiyas was such that if you look in his writings, when he would bring rayas to something, the rayas didn't follow any order. It wasn't the order of the shas or it was just as it came into his head. You know what I'm saying? So it's sometimes disjointed. Just as he thought of a raya, he wrote it down. You know, it wasn't in any order. He just had that type of a head. In the yeshivas, they say, what's the difference between Reb Chaim and Reb Yosef Engel? And the answer is 15 terutzim. That's the same kasha. Reb Yosef Engel would have 15 or 16 different terutzim. Reb Chaim had one terutz. Now, by the briskis, that's gufa chisan. Right? There can only be one. And that's, can't have 15 answers. Right? But that there, Derek, is one answer. Chaim is one answer. It's one mahalo. And Yosef Engel brought many terutzim to the kasha, different style of learning. Anyway, I read somewhere, somebody put out Chidush, there were Rabbanim, I don't know if anyone's still alive today who knew him, but there were people, you know, who knew him, you know, still knew him. I think, I forgot who, maybe it was Rabbi Schoenfeld from Queens, I'm not sure. One of the Rabbanim wrote that he remembered as a child, his father took him to Vienna. Yosef Engel was living in Vienna toward the end of his life. They wanted son to see what a gadol looks like. He brought him every Shabbos to the Sheikh at the end of Shabbos. And one time he came into the house and Yosef Engel's wife said that they were sleeping. He fell asleep in his study. He was learning and fell asleep. So this man said, I show my son what it looks like when a gadol is sleeping. So he was sitting back in his chair and he was sound asleep, but his hands were moving like this, like he was learning. That's the story. Anyway, so this Sefer Lekach Tov has 17 essays, one on different topics. So one of them is look in six, Imatzinu Siog Midoraisa. So he collects a whole bunch of places in Rishonim and in primary sources where we see this Siog. Yuvar Imatzinu Isidoraisa Mitam Siog. The Yar Vizemi Yud Zayin Mekomos. He collected 17 different places. And he added two more at the end. So he had 19 different places where we find that the Torah itself sometimes imposes a siyog. In Yavar, the Dover Shesh was siyog with Gedel Averi, Lotateros, Dorbeferish, and so on. Okay, so that's what he talks about. And number three on his list, take a look, I printed here, Gimel, HaKesef Mishnah, our Kesef Mishnah, Perak Aleph, Mithumis Meh, Zel Shano, Inami, Demash, Mishal, Osam, Tolavash, Mazrolov, Ela Kadesh, Leyov, Alecho, Ad Kalim Shano. So number three, on Yosef Engel's list of case we have, siyog Daraisa is our din here, but our case of Mishnah by Boaz Mechala. Okay, yes, others. In fact, and other people tried to add others. In this Sefer, Ksonis Yosef, Rabbi Feldman added a few others, and I was proud. I found another one, I told Rabbi Feldman afterwards, which is interesting because I found it in a different Sefer of Rabbi Yosef Engel. He didn't include it in his list, but it found a different Sefer in Parshas Korach. In Parshas Korach, at the end, it says, V'lo yech Korach mechadoso. So the Gemara seems to say that's a law. You're not allowed to be like, you're not allowed to, be, not allowed to make machlokas. Lo yakeh karpa, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, of Kufa, Kufalam, lo yakeh karpa adosam. So in the Gilyon Hashas of Yosef Engel, on that Gemara in Sanhedrin, he says, oh, that's a siog, so you shouldn't come, you shouldn't come to hate somebody, you shouldn't make machlokas. So for whatever reason, he didn't include it in the Sefer Lekato, maybe he still thought of it later. But as I said before, it's not a random collection. But anyway, so there are others. But for our purpose today, that's one of them. So we shouldn't be so surprised that such a thing of siog, that's from the Torah. Okay, now, the question is, how far do we take that? Okay? In other words, the Achila, how far? Sounds like, according to this approach, the only reason is an Isser Bishul Bas Mechalav is why? So you won't come to eat it. It's a Siog. Okay, it's on Rabbi Yosef Engel's list. Good, it's a Siog. I just pointed out that you look in the Darkei Tshuvin, so it's 7, Darkei Tshuvin, our Simon, it's called Yud Aleph, okay? He has an interesting question, which relates possibly to this. Okay? He says, he quotes a certain Rav, Sha'amar ala mechkar le'inyan basar b'cholov she'bishlo akum b'shalo. A goy cooked basar b'cholov. Okay? So he wonders, can a Jew get hanor from that? We know there's an issur hanor from basar b'cholov. But what if, now a Jew certainly can't eat it, but can a Jew get hanor? And he quoted behavior with our kesef mishnah. Our kesef mishnah. Hatam the basar chalav sotav bishul hukadei shalav lechol menu. We came in non nishma the basar chalav bishakum bishalo lo shayach zeruzu mutali yisrael lahanas menu. Okay, the whole issur of bishul is he shouldn't come to eat it, but here the goy cooked it. The goy cooked it. So there was no maisa issur done with this. The goy cooked it. So the Jew still can't eat it, but maybe she'll get hanof from it. And he'll tell me, it's not like chometz on Pesach. Even a chometz of a goy, you can't get enough from a Pesach, right? Shiny chometz, obviously, koris. Okay? And so that's what this person wants to suggest, that maybe there should be no Issa Hanoah by Bas V'Cholov prepared by a goy, because it's out of the realm of normal dinner of Bas V'Cholov. A Jew can't eat it, for sure. Okay? But there's no violation in Bishul, so maybe Issa Hanoah also stems from the violation of Bishul. That's what he suggests. Therefore, he's matmiya. He's finished. Nero akum. Remember, I mentioned yesterday that sometimes people made wax, a tallow, wax out of fat and whatever else. Again, today we buy the candles, whatever they made out of it. So you make it as meat, milk, and so on. And of course, that's tigun. It's fried up. That may not be the same thing. But in any event, and it concludes at the end, it's also the rabbanon. But it made the turn on this issue. Yeah.
That's similar. Earlier,
there was
the idea that, like, what
Moses
says in terms of
the Isser
of Achila.
Is Lotechon. Yeah. Iker Isser, right. This whole idea is predicated on Isser Achila, correct.
Exactly. But
Achila is only. Right. Therefore, since Bishul of Akum is. That's what he wants to propose. Now, but okay, an interesting question. But we may be able to learn something else or discuss something else, very important, Nogei Halacha LaMaisa, in terms of the Isser Bishul, based on this relationship between the Isser Achila and Isser Bishul. The Gemara says in Chulam, we saw this yesterday, but I print it again, Gufa, Chatzi Zayas Basar, I look at a different aspect of it, remember this yesterday, Chatzi Zayas Basar, the Chatzi Zayas Chol, I had a total of a kezayis, but it was only half a kezayis of meat, half a kezayis of cheese, of meat, of dairy, whatever. No. Shabishlon zaimzeh. I cooked them together. Omar Rav, lokal achiloso, and a lokal bishulo. Okay, Rav says, you get malchus for eating it, but not malchus for bishul. Okay? Alright. Levi omar af lokal bishulo. B'chein tan lev masisim. B'chein shulo kal achiloso. Kal choka al bishul. Look at Rashi. The first Rashi just says an interesting way, Chatzi Zayis Cholo. How do you measure Kezayis in liquid? I know Chatzi Zayis in milk. What do you mean? I can understand if it's cheese or if it's a hard item, but what if it's Cholo? Hachem Yisharani Yayin V'Cholo V'Chol Mashka L'Shar V'Kezayis. Here's how you do it. Okay? And with wine, with milk, with any mashke, with any liquid item, any beverage, okay, how do you measure it? Kezayis may be Kos Molei Mashka, may be Zayis, V'Nosen Etocha Zayis, Amashki Yotze L'Chutz. Okay, what's that called? Displacement. Who is that? Archimedes, I think. Right? Huh? Right? The Greek guy, I think Archimedes, right? What do you call the laws of water displacement? You can measure Right, so you're displaced. All right, that's kezayis. It's fine. Rav says you get malchus for the achila. Okay, the kezayis iser achal, so of course, so if you ate a kezayis of iser. But ain't a loka bishulo. Okay, bishulo is different, and we discussed this yesterday, why bishulo is different. What I want to bring out today is one second. Everybody agrees that by bishul, okay, what is the shear? Kezayis. The machlokas is, with regards to bishul, are the two chatzei kezayis, are they mitztaref or not? That's the machlokas. Rav says, no, ain't a loka bishulo. Levi says, yes. So, but kula amalo pligi, that what? That the shear is kezayis. Right? And indeed, that's how the Rambam paskins. Look in 10, we saw this last week, but it says in Perek Tes, halach halach, basu b'chol of asu v'ashlo, v'asu l'ochem and atorah, v'asu v'anah, fine, v'kovan osu v'afro osu, kefir calling form, fine, u'mishe yivashlo mishneim kezayis kechod, if you cook up a kezayis, you get malchus. Shneim osu v'ashlo v'chalibo, v'chein ochel kezayis. But what's the shear of cooking? The shear of cooking is a kezayis. Why? Okay, why? Now, just a side point, the Magid Mishnah points out, right, over there in Perek Tes Halacha Alav 11, u'mishivasho mishneim, right, he said, v'perek kalabosar chatzis, I quote the Gemara kalabosar, he said, v'pasar karbenu kelevi. The Rambam paskins like Levi, that as long as the total is for the kezayis you have, you get malchus, you paskin Levi, because the rule is Rav and Levi, Halacha kelevi. Fine. But again, what's the Rambam telling us? The shear of a of bishul is a kezayis. Is that so obvious? Well, is that so poshut? I mean, kezayis is the shear achila, right? So the Achronim are bothered by that a little bit. Why should the shear of a kezayis? Why should the shear of bishul necessarily be a kezayis? So the minchas chinuch, look in 12, in mitzvah tzadi beis. Notice he says parshas in kesef. That's not one of the parshas we're familiar with. But parshas Mishpatim is divided into two. The two sedges. One time, perhaps, as they landed it on the parshas Mishpatim, Im Kesef is Im Kesef Talvez Ami, which by us, I think, is at Revi. Okay, in Mishpatim. So the Mishpatim counts as two different sedges. We have parshas Mishpatim as one sedge. But, okay, anyway. So the Kesef, in Minchas Chinuch there, in parshas Im Kesef, second part of parshas Mishpatim, Mitzvot Tzadi Beis. The hod osbeis, he says, the hod itzar kezayis after lo ksiv lo shan achila. Let's remember the formulation in the Torah is what lo sivashel. Okay, but if the formulation would have been a formulation of achila, and we learn bishul via achila, I can understand it follows achila, but the formulation is bishul. So what does the minchas chinuch say? We know that in general, all the shiur, the Gemara says, had a couple of years ago in Sukkah, around the Dafei and Erev and other places, it says, shiurin are halacha l'mosh misina. All the shiurin, whether it's kezayis for this, or kesevis v'yom kippur, or it's arboim saw and a mikveh, all the shiurin are in the category of halacha l'mosh misina. Fine. But he says, Mechaschirat posits, Shiurin halacha l'moshe misina bekezayis im lo nisparish shiur acher. If no other shiur is mentioned, in effect the default shiur is always kezayis. That's what Minchas Chinuch says. So since no particular shiur is mentioned with regards to bishul, so that's why the Rambam says the shiur is a kezayis, because that's the default shiur unless otherwise indicated. By Yom Kippur, we know that it's a kosevis. By this, it's something else. But by bishul of Basra Cholam, no shiur is mentioned. So in the absence of any shear, the default is kezayis. So says Minchas Chinuch. Yeah.
Shouldn't we be able to do better than that? Shouldn't we be able to say that because of the achila, that's the issue?
Exactly right. Okay, that's what we want to say. We're going to say that. Okay, correct. But I'm trying to... Minchas Chinuch says like that. Minchas Chinuch says, the reason the shear of bishul is a kezayis. So that's the default. Whenever there's nothing else mentioned, it's a kezayis. In 13, the Rosh Yosef, that's the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim has a parish on Masechtas also, including a Chulin. And he called, his name was, the Prima Gadim's name was Yosef Tomim. So we call the Sefer Rosh Yosef. Okay? So, and that's Gemara Chulin, Kuf Ches Mabez. The Prima Gadim writes in the Rosh Yosef, the Da, the Hod, the Pshit of Talmud, Dalko, Ponim, Shur, Binim, because I is, El Adamar, Cholabos, Mitztarfin, El Adamar, Binim, Shabom, Yor, Gedola, fine, Machok is Rav and Levi, whether it could be half a Kazai for each, it's Mitztarif or not, fine, But the pshitus is that it's a kazayis. Lo yadana minolano. Premier Karame is the same question. Where does that come from? Who says just because kazayis? Certainly Latana de Berabi Shmoel, right, which is the, we learned the first day, that's the most famous reason how we know there's Yisra Achila, Yisra Bishra, Yisra Anor, because it says three times, Lo Savash Gli B'chalev Mo in the Torah, once in Mishpatah, once in Kizizra, and once in the last week's Edir A. So it never says the word Achila, and that's the Halacha, Kemo Shekaz Aram Ben Yeramitzes, and that's what Rashi and Chumash says, and so on, right? The Rav in the Sefer HaMitzvos, we saw this last week too, the Mitzvah Kuf Pei Vav says, I know a lot of cook possible, it says Lo Savasha. I know a lot of eat possible, it says Lo Savasha. Hanoi doesn't count, as we discussed, as a separate one of Tayyar. Okay? But anyway, of course, the Mishnah Torah gives a different reason, but I told the Prima Gaon quotes the Lecha Mishnah, says that really, he agrees with that reason too. So he writes on the top of the page, Bekevon Shekain, Minolon de Mina Kazayas, or Oksim Lo Yochel, or whatever. Now, who says it's a Kazayas? According to the Manda, remember we had several opinions that go on Chulin. That's why we had several opinions what the Makor for the Isra Achila Bas V'Cholav is. That Rabbi Shmuel, the famous one, the one Rashi and Chumash quotes, and the one Mechaber quotes here in the opening phrase of Simon Pei Zayin and Yerodea, right? That's the famous one, but there are others. And one of them is it says, Lo Sochal Kol Toeva. Okay, and lo so that is lo sochal. That's a kumat koma shatiyatcha. But there it says lo sochal. It is lo shnachila. The ksiv achila bin kazayis. Okay, so you want to learn like him, like that man domer. Okay, ela in leman diyalav begimel pomim lo sevashom and other bin kazayis. Okay, he leaves it as an interesting question. Okay, so So the answer, according to what we're saying, could be, like Shlomo just said, no. According to the Rambam especially, and the way the Kesef Mishnah learns, that the real Iker Isser is what? Achila. The Bishul is like a Siog. The Bishul is just to prevent. So Mamela, if the Isser Achila is a Kazayas, and the Bishul is just to prevent you from what's eating, what's the Sheer Bishul? Kazayas. That's why. Okay? Not because necessarily so called Toeva even. See, that answer, the first answer of the Kesef Mishnah, that the purpose is to create the, not to create something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, so then you could say, and therefore it goes back to Lo Sochal, Kol Toeva, and therefore it's an Isser Achila. And therefore it's connected to Isser Achila, and therefore it's an Isser with the Kazayas. But according to the second Teretz of the Kesef Mishnah, we don't even have to come on to that. The whole Isser of Bishul Basu Chol is to prevent from eating, well, then it's going to have the same shear as the eating, which is a Kazayas. Yeah. Okay, but everything has a minimum shear. Now you can ask Chatzi Shear also in the Torah. Well, it wouldn't matter necessarily to Aser. It'll matter if you get punishment, right? It'll matter for the ownership. Right? Let's say it's an Isser to create Pasuk Chalos. So even a Chatzi Shear would be Aser. Right? Even less than a Shear. But to get the ownership would be a Shear. Right? Everything has a Shear. No?
I mean, for sure, but I don't understand why then we have
purpose. No, because if you hold that the Isser is to create a Chavetz of Basu Chol, and Memela wants it such an Isser, so it's in the category of Toeva. Okay, but by Toeva it says those Sochal. Oh, you're asking why in the Bishul you mean? Why would the necessarily follow in the Bishul? You're asking on the Bishlam of the of the Prima Gaon. The Bishul you could argue, I hear. You know, the Los Sochal called Toeva wouldn't necessarily mean that the Isser of Bishul is. That's a good question. You hear what he's asking? Existing the first approach. He says it's Lo Sochal, that's okay, that's Achila, but the creation of Toiva is independently also. I don't know. Can't create it, huh?
Yeah, according to the way the rabbi said, following up at this point, that it's all from the Joshua of Rabbi Shmuel, not from the Sochal of Kotei, but from the Joshua of Rabbi Shmuel, still, I don't even know that that's right, Achila is like that, but it still doesn't say the word Lo Sochal in the Torah. What the rabbi is assuming is that despite the fact that don't say the word Achila,
yeah, because that's what Kesef Mishnah is saying. He's saying the whole Isser is Lo Savasha, so he won't come to eat it. So then we have the usual rule. Ain't Achila, who would die? It doesn't say the word, I get it.
Maybe that's what he's coming off of here. And maybe the pretty
still goes back to Lo Savasha.
But it says that the Torah Lo Savasha,
I hear. I hear. Could be. I hear. I hear. Could be.
That doesn't bother me as much because we have a separate
system. You mean the Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, the Mechutimi.
Yeah,
but still. Okay, but he still doesn't say the Torah. I hear you. Still doesn't say the Torah. Right. Right. But which said it. Okay, I hear. I hear. I hear. Okay. Let's take a look. He says in the Chassam Sofer, in his Chidushim to that Sugin Chul, and there it's printed on Kuf Ches Beis, Gufa Achol Gezayis, we call Makom, he says what we said, right? Bein Lerab, Bein Lelevi, Shir Bishol, Shir Achila Echadu. Right? That's what Chassam Sofer says. According to Rab, Sai according to Lelevi, it's the same Isser, same Shir. It's Bishol, it's Achila. Okay? Now, why is that automatic? He says, Afa Gav De Loyal Adas, Noa Debinan, Bezrius Kilayim Akilayim Karim. Kizayis, came in Shirachalos because Kizayis. He asks an interesting question. By Kila Karen, okay, whatever the shear is, you're going to say, therefore, also has to be a shear of the seed, has to be a Kizayis worth of seeds, because after all, at the end of the day, the Isser is, you're not allowed to eat the Kilayim, right? So it should be the same thing. Lo Yala Das, okay? Ze'eno. Demi Talon Zebazer. Who says the planting of Kilayim and the eating? Well, it's the same thing, okay? Bahacha Tzorich Lomar, Kemosha Kazarama, who made your Shrabba, like you said? Who I did the loss of Bisha Mishum Shra Schola Sahila, Shemivashal Tzorah Achila, Bechmira Torah, Filabachona Samichel, Mikosha Kane Dachila, Gufa Asura, I'll be called a Karim Lekalamashas Torah Zria Mishum Achila. He said, well, we would say it by Kila Karim. Well, the reason we don't, because there the issue of planting is not because it's Achila, because guess what? There are some Kilayim which are not a plant that you can eat. Okay? You're allowed to eat it, right? Kilei Zrom, let's say you're allowed to eat, what is it? Tangerine? No, what is it? Nectarine. Okay, nectarine. So it's you're allowed to eat it. You may not be allowed to do it. You're not allowed to create it, but you can eat it. Okay, any of these plants or whatever you cross graft, you're not allowed to do it, but you're allowed to eat it. Okay? So, and therefore he says it's different. Okay? But by Bas Mechalov, the whole purpose in a Bishul. Anyway, that's what I want to say. I'll give you a Kain, at least according to some. Go back to the Yosef Engel. Buy your raw, buy your mitzvah on Pesach. Okay, buy your raw, buy your mitzvah on Pesach. Okay? What's the shear? Buy your raw, buy your mitzvah on Pesach. So the discussion is, and the Ran discusses it. Okay? In Pesachim. Could be that it should have the same. The Ran writes, the whole reason for Bayra by Matzah is so you won't come to eat it. That's also on Yosef Engel's list. I think that's the first one on his list. Okay, the first, the Yosef Engel's list, I didn't print it. If you're looking to say for Lekach Tov, but I bet they have the base right. But the Lekach Tov, the first of his list of Shogs from the Torah is this Ran by Bayra by Matzah. Okay? The Bayra by Matzah will be the same shear as the Yisrachil. Okay? So it'll be the same thing. So, because whatever something is a siog for achila, so it's going to follow the same shear as achila. All right? Now, and the Primogodim in his Psicha, Tilchus Bas Mechalog, 15, writes, Kamu Yavashel B'Shir Bishul Shir Gloke, Hine Shir Bishul K'Shir Achila, K'moshkos HaRamam Shom. Right? The Primogodim quotes the Halacha in the Psicha, Tilchus Bas Mechalog, 15, we pass like the Rambam, it's the same shir, and he quotes based on the Gemara in Chulin, and after lo ksiv achila gabe shur alach amosh mi sinai, dein lo kapach kizayis al achila koshik and bishul debin and kizayis. Okay? So that's how the Pirugadam pass on the Lamaisa. Again, you don't get malchus for less than a kizayis of achila, so certainly bishul is going to be the same thing. Okay? That's how we say. But now, I just want to look at an interesting thing again, questioning how far this comparison goes. Now, we're saying now it goes far enough to say that the shear is the same. Right? This relationship goes. So I just want to read you something from the Sefer, of Shekla Sefer, Pnine Harav. It's page Kuf Tzadiyeh. If you have a chance, look it up. It's in the Mesra edition. Okay? Or just, you know, write it down. Kuf Tzadiyeh. This is in the second edition. The two Mivnei Rabbi came out in two editions. The first edition is page Kuf Nun Beit. When he printed the first Mivnei Rabbi, he printed a number of essays in the Rav in Yiddish. were printed in the sefer. And I remember I said in the time, before he's printing it, I hope the index or something, but so he asked, I said, you gotta translate. Too many people don't understand Yiddish, you translate. Personally, I can understand it will take me a longer time to go through it. I can work it out, but and many people don't speak Yiddish. Anyway, so I said you should translate it. But he wanted to put it out already, so he put it out. In the second edition, he put it out and he did translate. Not because I asked him, but they're saying, the second edition is with the translations. So, like you had on the bottom of the page, top of the page in Yiddish, in those few places where he quoted the Rav's essay, so he quoted the Hebrew. Anyway, so in this newer edition, it's page Kuf Tzadi Hei. Entry is on the Bos V'chol. Listen to this. Maisa b'student Yehudi b'university. Shashom mitzvahs. V'rotz oladas imutu lo levashol Bos V'cholo shalo l'tzorach achila ela amenas lasos imo nisui maida'i, a scientific experiment. He has no interest in eating this whatsoever. He's going to spill it out. But in the lab, they're doing something or other, so it's going to mix in meat and milk. Ubov hitzia shaloso l'shnei agonar Moshe Soloveitchik. Rav's father, this student came to the Moshe Soloveitchik. Yes, if it's permissible in a lab for him to work on Bos V'cholov together and cook it. Beishivo, the lefi divrei Rambam, mashma the mutter. Shere kosev perek tes machasuz alach beis shalosh shosak al kosev a Rambam miles or achila mei shosar bishul klomar vafilu bishul osar ve'ein tzachom achil osar. Okay, and he says, look at the lechem mishnah, which we discussed already. V'tzorg lohom in ezek havachom was there the mind and achila eitzel bishul. Umashba b'shita is the ain iser b'bishul bas mecholov. Ela b'mochom. He doesn't quote the Kesef Mishnah. He says umashba b'shita is the ain iser b'bishul bas mecholov. Ela b'mochom shedaito sheyochal hatavshil, or actually more correctly sheyeochel hatavshil aydei mishu. There's only an iser bas mecholov if this food is not necessarily by you, but someone's going to eat it. I don't think he makes a distinction. I don't think he makes a distinction. Now, to me, there's a big chiddush.
So the person makes a cheeseburger as a science experiment. It's mom's cheeseburger.
According to this, and you're going to throw it right out. Nobody's going to eat it. No one's going to eat it.
Don't even be a problem with me either.
Okay, so side issues, I don't know. But in terms of bus and chol, it would not violate the issue of bishul mazon. I think it's a big chiddush. He tells, take a look. You can look yourself in the Badei Shulchan. You know, at the very beginning of our seventh Pei Zayin. It says not like that. But anyway, yeah.
Where we know that it was a
Siyag Doraisa,
I think
you're
the reason,
you
just don't
know. Yeah, by Siyag Doraisa, Lechora would remain in effect anyway, Lechora. That's a question. Okay, that's a good question. Yeah.
What would Rebbe say in terms of the context of culinary school?
This relates to that.
It would be the same. Yeah. Even though there, it's not, you're not doing it as a dikama that you stumble, so you're doing it actually because it's
I'm learning how to cook, but I think we do the same thing.
Yes.
So let's take a look at a related thing that I printed in 16, the Shaltz Chuvah's Doveg Mesharm. That's the Shabina Gon. Okay, Doveg Mesharm. Chelak Alaf Simon Lohanet. Al Devar HaShela Shenishal, let's segment to that. Harava Gon Megalina, well, it's not exactly your case, but who Harava Gon, first of all, whatever, Biosef, be Pei Dal Mem. You know what that stands for? Frankfurt Am Main. That's the city of Frankfurt on the Main River is called, all the brothers, it says Frankfurt on Main, Pei Dalman. Anyway, me doctor chemia, a doctor chemist, a chemistry professor, okay? Yirei Hashem, he was from Joe. And this person was asked, Leo Shemivim kama ponelo mine chocolada. They bring him chocolate. Okay, now chocolate has all kinds of other stuff, chocolate dishes that have all kinds of other stuff mixed in. And it could also have animal stuff mixed in, right? We know you have to get a shkoka, certainly today, okay? I mean, one time kashrus was much simpler. Now, when I was young, a kid was growing up. So, you know, you looked at the ingredients, and that was it. They didn't know if they had, well, kosher wasn't so sophisticated in the world as it is today. And the ingredients look kosher, and okay. But nowadays, the problem is you can have one can of food, and this ingredient came from Mexico, and that ingredient came from South Africa, another one came from China, another one came from, you know, Poland, all over the world, and you don't know what's in something anymore. It's so complicated. That's why kosher is much more complicated today, because stuff comes from all over the place. It's cheaper. It's this. Anyway, so he was given chocolate to check, k'day livchon bebechina kemia. He was going to test it chemically to see im yesh bam chashash tarov as possible halal. I guess a kosher agency wanted to know. Test this chocolate chemically. See if there are any traces of meat, tarfas, whatever in it. Just milk chocolate, but see if there are any traces of meat in it. Okay, and therefore he's going to test it. So the question is, Al-Kain Shaw, Imutu Allah, Sos Bechina, Adei Bishol, Kevin the Bosch Bechol, Bosch Gam Bishol. Yeah, but he's going to do his scientific testing of this chocolate by heating it up. So if there is stuff in there, it's Taka Bosch Bechol. And he's cooking Bosch Bechol. Yer Shalom. That's what he says about chocolate. So, again, we know that there's certain types of chocolate or you know, that are not kosher because they have gelatin, other, you know, animal ingredients as preservatives and so on. So that's what this rub was. Is. He says, L'dayti, yesh l'tzad, l'tzadik tzad, t'heche shekri, we have a following kula. Okay? He says, the purpose of this experiment, okay, sh'ayda b'china b'bishul, yisbar ha'dover l'val yekosho b'bishul b'chol. The purpose of him doing this experiment is so that people won't end up eating Bosch Bechol. You won't eat it. So therefore, Shapu Yeshut Tzad Tzad Elahater, or Elahater. Okay? I would lead to be Maker. Why? B'dehina Kesef Mishnah, our Kesef Mishnah. Parak Aleph Mitumus Beis Halacha Beis. Hiksha Milo, Kanachiz Bosch Bechol, Eino Shmena Din. Vetirat Zalashon, Eina Milo, Asuha Torah Vash, Elakadesh Loyav Elechol. Right? The whole purpose is lest you come to eat it. But here, why is this guy doing this test? Dafka, in order to know what? Not to eat it. His whole purpose in doing this experiment, in doing this act of bishul, is so that he'll know not to eat it. Or he could eat it. But he could, it's no problem, right? So the whole reason he's doing this experiment now of cooking basar b'chalav is so that he won't eat it. The whole, and according to Kesef Mishnah, Isser Bishul, I'm trying to show you how far this Kesef Mishnah is taken. He said the whole issue of Bishul is he won't come to eat it. Here he's doing Bishul Dafka to make sure not to eat it. Yeah.
So back to the Pliny and the Rav.
Yeah.
How does this help the Jews with Yisr HaNav? Because I would assume that Yisr HaNav would be in place either way. Like,
well,
if, for example, we're a culinary school or something like that. If you're cooking, you're getting something like
that. Well, according to that, I don't know. You could argue according to some sofer we saw in the 14, the Chulin, maybe not. I don't know. In other words, would Hanah be different when there's no Isser? Still has to eat it, but there's no Isser Bishul. I don't know. You're asking Hanah, so in Kulin, so he's getting Hanah from learning how to do this. He's learning cooking techniques. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying that Isser Hanah shouldn't be how can.
I don't know if it does. It's hard to say. The logic would dictate that it should be, but I'm not sure.
That it should be a siyah.
No, it should be a yeah.
That should be a
siyah. Well, no, it's not a siyah. See, you're asking where Hanah fits in. Bishul is a siyah for achila. Does the Hanah flow from that? We discussed a little bit, right? Sometimes the Hanah, like we mentioned, by hektish or by karbanos and so on, to the, and or hektish and these kind of things. So the Yisra Noah flows not from the Yisra Achila, but sometimes Yisra Noah is an extension of Yisra Achila.
Yeah.
You know, the Rambam said in Sefer Mitzvot we learned, right? That the Noah is under the Achila. I'm not sure
what it said. The
Chor would follow the same rules as Achila. That's my gut.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my gut. Anyway, so the Dovah Yisharim says, according to this Kesef Mishnah, the whole purpose of Yisra Bishul is so as not to come to eat it. Well, here this guy is doing the act of Bishul Dafka not to come to eat it. He brings the raya from Gora. And it was a whole experiment. It was Dafka that said people won't eat it if it's also. So he says it's like a Sugin Psochim. Okay? Without all the details now, Sugin Psochim is a guy, we all know he's supposed to do B'dikas Chometz before Pesach. Right? The night before. Okay? What if a guy didn't do it? He should do it when? Erev Pesach. What if Pesach started already? I don't know the dinner. Remember the Gemara? Right, you still do Bdikas Chometz. Even if Pesach started already. Now you can't burn it on Yom Tov, but you'll burn on Chol HaMoed. Right? But wait a minute. aren't we afraid if you tell this guy to do a search that he may come to what?
Yeah.
To eat the chametz? So the answer to no. The whole reason he's doing the search is
to not eat it.
So therefore, the Dov Mishorim wants to shtel too. He wants to compare that to this. He says, just like Rav Sochan, the whole purpose of this guy doing the bedika, okay, is so he won't come to eat it. He wants to burn him. The halatz will maso sorfo. So mechal kochaman, he's going to eat it. His whole purpose is to go burn it now. Im kein hachanami came with the whole kavanos of vachano. So he kashrus. It was called shapir like a chashash dil maaso lechol. Okay, then there's no chashash. But again, you don't necessarily need this Dov Mishorim fully. Okay, he says, you know, the reason it's mutter is because you know, we're definitely not going to come to eat it. But according to what we're saying, it's more than that. According to what we're saying, the whole Issur Bishul to begin with is to create something that you're going to eat. And here you're not doing that. Here you're not doing that. Okay? Then he mentioned something else. Okay? He asked,
That's a weird riot because the bedika isn't a maisa iser. Here the bishul is.
The bedika is not fundamentally us, and therefore and here.
Like it's a something whether or not. You're
yeah, it's a jump. It's a little bit of a jump, right? What you're saying is that even though the bishul is, he's saying since the bishul is to know, therefore it has to be choshe. He said right. The bishul is only usher. But we're saying, only us to complete it.
Okay.
I hear your point. Anyway, that's the Dov Mishorim. He adds, though, at the end, a different problem. He says, but the whole Kesef Mishnah is a little shver. He says, a little difficult. Ulam Meguf Divra Kesef Mishnah, okay, talking in Darshina and Time of the Cross. Somebody mentioned that last week. No, Darshina and Time of the Cross. Do we usually look into, and Darshina and Time of the Cross, well, really what it means is, not do we look into, but can we make a halachic determination based upon the reason? You asked about a siyog going away. Forget that. Even a doraisa, like even a regular doraisa, do we make halachic, you know, determinations based on the time of the kraw? And if it doesn't apply, forget about siyog in general. Okay, right? That's not so posh. Okay, not that you're not allowed to look into the reason and say, but kind of always gives you a reason. That's a different point. But Darshin and Time of the Kraw, okay? Then he mentioned another good one. Worse is a kulin, that if you're Mavashel, Chelev B'Cholov. Okay, that's one of the sense of humor that the Gemara has, that this Cholov and Chelev is spelled the same way. You have to figure out which one it is. If you're Mavashel, Chelev B'Cholov. Gemara says, you get loka for bishul but not for achila because einish of halachil is already also to eat it. Chela is also to eat. So the Shabina says, what do you need to get that reason for? Okay. And not only that, but why should you get bishul for cooking it since you can't eat it anyway? Right? The whole list of bishul is to come to eat it, but it's got chela, but it's not good anyway. Right? That's the thing he wonders about this. Anyway, but in terms of darshin and time of the kraw, here is kasha from achila and halachil, you can't eat it anyway, so it shouldn't be an issur. Shouldn't be a loka and bishul. It's all bishul feed if it's chaylev, so then it's not a problem. They're not going to anyway. Right? Okay. Anyway, but what he does mention at the end about Darshina time of the kraw, just to give an example again, this is what he says, right? It says that in Melech, the Dala have more than X number of wives. So we figure out, it's a two complaining, I'm not 18. Okay? Why? Torah gives a reason. What's the reason? Might as well, they'll leave you astray. So the Gemara asks, in Sanhedrin, Daf Chav, what if you marry the head of the Beis Yaakov? I mean, you know, you marry a from woman, like the Gemara has to do the Abigail, the Tanah. Right? Marry a wonderfully from woman, not going to leave you astray. So then the Torah gives the reason doesn't apply. That's about Chav is Tanah. And the Gemara he refers to, when Metzia Kuf Tes Vav Mebeis, you have the Tanah position seem to be reversed. Okay, by Beged Almana. You're not allowed to losapo begin amana. Next, that's not this week's sentence. Next week's sentence. He says it. Losapo begin amana. Why can't you take away begin amana? Because of course, she has nothing else. You take away her only garment. It's assumed that amana is a poor woman. She can't make. She doesn't have a job. Her husband died. She has nothing. So if you lend her something, you can't take as collateral her garment. Okay. So okay. Then where is? And what if it happens to be an amana who's a millionaire? She's got a closet full of clothes. So then does the issur apply? Same question, right? With another reason. Okay, or we have it again, to bring up with regards to, mentioned last week, the law of the chasima, chasima the samet. Well, satsam short of the issue, can't muzzle the animal. Why can't you muzzle the animal? Right? It's not fair to talk about the chasima, but the animal's going to be walking in the field, it won't be able to eat anything. But what if I know that the animal has some kind of sickness, and it's going to eat grass, it's going to be worse. The animal's not intelligent enough to understand that it's going to be harmful. But I know it's going to be harmful. Can I muzzle him then? You hear, and I would have all these examples. So, it's not so much that Machlokas Tanaim figure out when we do say and we don't say it. So, the Shabir Gaon is one thing, or the Kesef Mishnah, okay, basically said, okay, good, the Isser of Achila is, I'm sorry, the Isser of Bishul to prevent your meeting. That automatically mean that if the Isser of Achila doesn't apply, the Isser of Bishul also doesn't apply, Lam Dafke. So, it's sort of like you were asking, okay, but it's a little bit a different way. Anyway, that's the Shabir. I just want to read quickly, just a few more minutes if I can. What it says, the Sefer Yalkut Yosef, you know, the Sefer Yalkut Yosef is put out for all the Piskei Halacha of Rabbi Yosef Zatzal, put out by his children, and it's a collection of all of his Piskei Halacha, so you have a lot of Aruch Chaim on it. So there's also a volume, on, and three volumes actually, on Isser V'Heter, but it starts earlier. This is, it only, in terms of what we're doing, it only goes up to Sinat Sadi. Pezayim Pechaz Pechaz Sinat Sadi. I don't know if they have a little bit stopped, they're going to release or not, I don't know. But in any event, so most of it is on the earlier part of the Dechel Kalam. But he writes over here on Simon Pei Zayin, again, just Lamaisa, related to the same question, in Oz. Try to find it. Should have made a mark. I'm sorry. Oz Chavdala. Here it is. Okay. Listen to this question. Kior. Okay. Sink in the kitchen. Shenistam mishyare michael. You have leftover food particles in the drink. V'yitochein sheyesh b'neket ha-kior. Shyare shuman mishyare gimina. You have leftover meat and cheese go down the drain, right? Okay, so many people today have separate sinks. Boston Hall. Okay, well, the apartment in the Heights, I presume, probably do not, right? I'm guessing. Right, there's one sink. Now, when I grew up, they don't have two sinks. Today, the more modern kitchens, they make with two sinks. Okay, but a lot of times, you only have one sink. So, all right, so you have your tub, whatever you have there. But now, down the drain is Boston Hall, right? All right. The roads there, what do you want to do? Okay, so it's cheese and meat done, that's all. The roads are lishbok, mayim roasting, me clean, reach on a peasant, here, to the hummus, the shumma, the girl, the mayim, cheese and we can keep going. It's clogging up the drain a little bit. So instead of pouring down Drano, you want to pour hot water out of the kettle, that'll melt some of the gook, some of the grease, and it'll all flow properly. Right? Yeshomim shalachatila ain't roi lasis kin, says Ravadi. Okay? Michashash, the bishop was chalav. Right? Because by pouring boiling hot water, and there's cheese down there, there's meat down there, all you're going to do is cause it to flow through the pipe. You just want to melt the grease, okay, so that the water goes down properly. Okay, so you could use Drano, but you don't have any, so you want to use boiling hot water, that'll melt the grease, everything will flow. But it's probably possible. The Yesh Mekilim is there. And many people are Maple, the Chayim, the Kardin. Okay? And he says, especially today, Kayom Shechume Mikur Karib, you have cleansers. You know, you have dish cleansers, which are sharp, which are pogame, which are, you know, we spoke about that last week. So therefore, it'll do that, certainly if you can use Drano and so on. Ulo ulo meikardin mutol arosos mesik. Your practice should do a shemkin shari oful obos, especially if it's only chicken, and not be. Anyway, in a footnote, okay, in a footnote, I'm not going to read now. You have a chance to look it up. Okay, this is in Yalkut Yosef and Simon Pei Zayin. Let's find out. He's discussing this kesef mishnah because certainly according to this kesef mishnah, the purpose, your purpose there is not to what, to eat that stuff. All you want to do is get the water flowing down there, so it's good. It's possible, right? But your purpose is different. And therefore, it's it's your mutter. And then listen to this one, Chafei. He writes, Yesh nimnoim milaros mayim roskim l'toch pach ashpa. Some people don't pour hot water into the garbage disposal. Or talk of shushu kirshos to go sharma or the catch of the saint. The yeshof l'shem yesh on shurishu shari grina. By the yira of us, everything is pashiyachim. Come up and make it within aim is that you see either. Sorry, Ein Zeborosh, number one, Ein Zeborosh, Yesham Shurashim, you don't know if they're right near each other, they're going to cook and so on. Bechain Ein Zeborosh, Rosh, the Rugal, and Bleas, Tom, and Boss, you know, Hefe, the Yesham, the Indian Rosh, and Kral, that's the different issue with the pouring, that's the Tom Bishol, and Bechain Ein Bishlach, and Bishol, so a lot of things that we brought in. So I'll let you take a look at it. The Amram, he says, Ra'oi Lizar, don't pour out, Shalom Lishpok, Shemen Roseach, Shetit Nuvo Bosser, you're spilling out, you fried up some hamburgers in a pan, and now there's, you know, that sizzling grease that cools down, you want to pour it into the garbage can. Don't pour it out when it's hot, okay? Al chatichas pizza, on a slice of pizza, or gvina, shebetok pacha ashpa, shebeshvi chazu, gorla, visu, bosu, visu, bosu, chol. Okay, and he says, again, you can be making, but anyway, these are practical things that come up. I remember Schechter told us that, I think he said he heard from the Rav, a story that that some aunt or something like that, who was some Moshe Salavitchik, had an aunt who was a terrible cook, and she always had to throw out some of the stuff that she cooked, and she had separate garbage cans for Bas V'Cholov. So I'm proposing, anyone here has an entrepreneurial spirit, a new chumra, a new thing, separate garbage cans. You know, now you can buy garbage cans with two slots, one for the recyclables and one for the... So one of these companies that make all the... What's it called? Kosher lamps and what is it called? Nevitz, right there. They have some very creative stuff. You know, they have some, they should make separate garbage cans of Boston Hall in our base of this. Let me just go. Do you have to have 5 more minutes? A few more minutes? Okay. Okay. So, but today, somebody have something at 1?
Yeah.
So, mind if I go a little further? It's fine. Okay. I just want to finish. Okay. Anyway, these are practical questions, and I've said to people in the past, after you make your first million, you can have your second million. You can share some with me. But anyway, but that she had separate garbage cans for that reason, you know, because of not to pour down Bas V'Cholov together. But again, according to this kind of mission, depending how far we take this connection, if only us and so on, or the Tashi and Tom, the core problem, or your problem of a siyag, you know, that will relate to this issue. One other issue, okay? Out of base, I called Hashir Lisa Bishul, not how much food, but how do we define how cooked is cooked? It goes back, we talked about it at the beginning of the Shia today and yesterday. Okay, so the Gemara says, on Kuf Ches Mabez, Ube'ezeh Bishul Amor, Be'bishul Shachem Ochon So Machmas Bishulam. Okay, the Gemara says, how cooked is cooked? At what point in cooking? Forget about the amount. I have more than the amount. I have more than the kazai. It's good. But at what point is cooked called cooked? For Ilkhas Bishul. So the Gemara says, as long as people will eat it. Right? Shachem Ochon So Machmas Bishulam. People will call this a cooked food. And Rashi says, what does that mean? Even a guy, whatever, will be considered fully cooked. Fully cooked. Okay? However, the Ritva, on that Sugan Chulin 19, the Ritva, Chulin Kuf Ches Mabez, writes, Pirish Rashi, he learns that Rashi doesn't mean fully cooked, mamish fully cooked. Okay? He means, Mistabur the Kol Tzorko, Hanu Kamacha Ben Yusoy. The Ritva thinks, no, it means Macha Ben Yusoy. Shari Derech almost Lachol Ken. Many people eat that way. I don't know. Goyim eat that. Do Goyim tend to eat rare meat more than Jews? I don't know. You go to these big barbecues in Texas, something like that, where they have a steak for breakfast. Maybe it is rare. I don't know. Rare, I mean, I don't know. But anyway, that's what the Ritva says. He thinks Rashi means Kemacha Ben Yusoy. That's already called cooked for regards to visual purposes on Bas B'chol. The Meiri, there in Chulin, the Ritva is the Sugyan Kuf Chesam Beis, the Miri starts with the Matzkan Kuf Chesam Aleph. So it's found Kuf Chesam Aleph. He also says, Yochlena Becheska is Mavushal Kol Tzarko. He seems to learn Kol Tzarko means Kol Tzarko. Okay? I just defined from the Gemara and Shabbos, we had this already, but I defined the Gemara and Shabbos says, who was Ben Rusoi? This famous Ben Rusoi, he was not one of the Tanoim. He was Listim Hayah, right? Vivashal Bishul Shlish. Rashi says 1/3. The Rambam, I mistakenly didn't quote the whole Rambam. You have to look in Parak Tes, look at Shabbos, it mentions half. Rashi says, Machal Ben Yusoy is a third cook, and the Rambam says it's a half cook. So I just want to take a look at the Minchas Chinuch. Okay? The Minchas Chinuch in Parshas Bo, which is on the Mitzvah Zayin, which is the Mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach roasted, and it can't be cooked. Okay? He says, Gam Belav de Mavushal, Nira Davkush and his Bashal Kol Kamacha Ben Yusoy, always have a Mavushal, but over Al Mavushal. But Kodem Machal Ben Yusoy, Eno over Al Mavushal. He's talking here about Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach meat. You have to what? Roast it over and fire it. So let's say, by mistake or whatever, I started to cook it. Oh my gosh, I can't cook this. So I take it off and I roast it the rest of the way. At what point did I violate the Isser of Bishul? So he says, up to Macha Ben Yusoy is a zero. That's not called cooking, and you would not be in violation of the law. That's what he says. Mahavi Kimo Chai, that's like raw. Okay? Deina over Belav Zeh. Okay? And then he discusses a little bit what we discussed, whether how do we compare it to Shabbos. Okay? And he mentions, what about cooking it in another place? But what I want to bring out is the following. He says, by Shabbos, the shir is Machal Ben Jusoy. That's where it comes up. But he says, Umino Amina, six lines down. The Gamba Bos Mechorok, Sivlo Savasho. Okay, who says the same shir? Okay? Who says the same shir? Maybe Lo Domila Shabbos. Again, for the reasons we mentioned, by Melechas Machshavis and so on. Maybe it's not the same dinner Bos Mechorok. Okay, so he thinks that that's maybe by Bos Mechorok, you only violate Lo Savasho if Mevasho called Sarko. That's the way he leans. Okay? Alright. But now, it could be that it revolves again around the same question. Our same Kesef mission in a way. Because if you're saying that the Isser Bishul, and again, it's striking because nobody says what the shear is. Now, the Rambam never mentions how much you have to cook it. The Gemara says that people call cooked. Okay, is that one third? Is that big? They discuss Bishal HaBishal, but he never mentions the shear. Okay? The question is, one third enough? Pirugadim points it out in 25 of the Psicha. It's the shear Bishal on this Barbarama. How much cooked is cooked, the Rambam never mentions. Okay, it's in Machal Medusain, it's in the Linnitzark Ian, and so on. But the. One could also suggest. And that's what the, and we'll stop with this, we'll finish with this. The Placey, crazy Placey, I understand Abishan, it's here, and again, I'm going through this quickly, we've discussed that already, different aspects of it. The Placey in Simon Sadi Bay, not in our Simon, but in Simon Sadi Bay later. So if Cotton Gimel also writes, Timihani, Shalohiska Rambam, Din Kazebi Chibul, and Yan Malchus. Okay, the Rambam never mentioned how much the Shir is, and so on. And he says the Iker is in the Din of Achila, so if you'd be Loker for Achila, you'd be Loker for Malchus also. I just want to say you could suggest that the Shir of Machal Ben Jusoy may be a Shir in Malchus, but the Isu could be right away. Okay, it could be as soon as you start cooking. As soon as I start cooking, I've already violated it. Machal Ben Jusoy is only for, for Malchus. But in any event, the Shir of how much cooked is cooked in terms of the Isu Bishul remains a little bit unclear. You know what I'm saying? It could be that Machal Ben Jusoy, you know, it's even less than a Machal Ben Jusoy. The moment I start cooking it, that's called Bishul with regards to the Aver. I'm not sure if we'd say that. It sounds like everyone's saying it's got to be at least Machal Ben Jusoy. And if you relate it to Achilles and it's related to Achilles, it's also Machal Ben Jusoy. I'm just saying that's not as clearly as you'd like it to be. Okay, we'll talk more about tomorrow. We'll finish this up. We'll talk about the connection between Bishul and Achilles.